Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello?
Hey, I was told to call this number.
Yes, Linda, this is Tiffany.
Okay. Hey,
How are you?
I'm doing good. I think that's what you said. The phone
Okay.
broke up.
Let's see. It could be my headset. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. So I wanted to call you into a quick team meeting just to go over something with you.
Okay.
Let me get everything pulled up here. Okay, so back from when we spoke last time about your QA infractions, I started there with your hold time and things like that. That's something that we have definitely spoke with before in the past and things like that. Just definitely work on your hold time and also make sure that you are spreading the cost. It's some things here that I just want to go over here with you with. On 4/19, there was a call handled by you for our Gold Star campaign. On this call, you failed to provide the product knowledge. Every campaign is required that product knowledge should be provided. This is done in hopes that the customer can be reminded of the benefits of the products ordered and also provide a better opportunity in retaining them. On 4/20, there was a call handled for our 2C marketing campaign, where you failed to provide the product name. It is important that products are being identified by the name on each call. Also, the customer calls in calling in about the charge and would not have no idea what they are being charged for. Identifying the product name, this usually will cause the customer to remember placing the order for the product. Okay.
Okay.
On 4/21, you also handled the call for our lit media campaign. On this call, you exceeded the allowed time, which is over 30 seconds. You actually had the customer hold for 1 minute and 17 seconds to 1 minute and 49 seconds. There was also a call you handled as well on 4/21 for our Jabob's Way, where you failed to check in on the customer within the allowed 30-second time is required for all campaigns. You had to hold from 1:14 to 1:57 as well. So you also had the call on 4/24 for our record campaign, where you also failed to offer product knowledge. Offering the required save and exceeded the allowed 30-second time for hold time as well. So anytime a customer is placed on hold, it is required that you check back with them every 30 seconds. So this is just basically to prevent the customer from thinking the call has been disconnected and assure them that their issues are being addressed. All campaigns require the saves are offered when a customer is requesting to cancel. Due to previous coaches, meaning that we have spoken with this before, with similar infractions, this will result in a development coaching. You are, like I said, you are a very solid agent. This also shows a desire to improve in your job skills as well. So just please, definitely make sure moving forward that these infractions are being corrected. Now, failed to do that will result in, escalated disciplinary actions, including, loss of at-home privileges, or even up to the term, to termination as well. So these are minor things, but these are things that we have spoken with previous before. In our team meeting or just on our coaches, hold time is very serious. Make sure you're offering product knowledge, make sure you're offering product name and hold time. So those are things that, I have definitely, advised you to definitely work on. Make sure you watch your hold time, make sure you offer your product knowledge, your product name. If something's on there that you don't see or you don't recognize, most of it, all of it is on the strip page. If it's something that you just cannot figure out what it is, then you can always refer back to a lead or someone and put in the teams, hey, I'm not for sure what the name of this product is, or what the name of this is. Can someone tell me? That way I'm able to provide that information to the customer when you are speaking with them. So this will be a development coaching. It will go in the system. You do have to sign for it. It does last about 90 days. So 90 days, if there's no anything that, you know, gets you to where you'll be next step, it does fall off. So it does fall off in 90 days and things like that. But going forward, these are things that you want to work towards. I just found out that, you know, you guys got the at-home. Well, you and some other agent on my team as well got the at-home position. So you have been moved off my team officially to Winnie team. And I think she has already introduced herself to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you are aware of that. So this will probably be our last gathering where we're going to do like something like this. But like I said, Winnie's a good agent since you are an at-home agent now. So you're officially with an at-home, you know, at-home lead. So that would be your lead from here on out. But, you know, like I told you before, you know, I hate that they had to take you off my team. You're a really great agent. These are minor things that can be worked on. You just want to make sure that you are watching those. But overall, like I said, you're a really great agent.
Thank you. I do thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I'll go in and put it in the system. Once it's in the system, I'll show you how to, if you don't know the same way that you went into, do your time exception.
Yeah, I did my time exception. It's just still showing as shift abandoned on the on my schedule. Is that normal?
Yeah, it'll show that because once the time's been updated, and it won't roll over to probably like Sunday or Monday when they go in to update it, but once you put the time exception in, that will change. So you don't have to worry about that. But the same way that you went in to do the time exception is the same way that you'll go in to sign for your coach, and you'll just click on where it says pending write-ups. And you will see, because it's going to show you as one. You'll click that, sign in with your 5-9 information, go there and click on disciplinary. And it'll show you what you're being rolled up for. And you can read, you know, what we put in the comments and things like that. And then you just sign off on it. That way, and then you just submit it.
Gotcha.
Okay, well, I do know that you're dedicated, so I'm going to let you go. But like I stated, I definitely hate that. This will probably be our last conversation. You know, if there's anything that you may need or anything like that, you're more than welcome to reach back out to me. But, you know, going forward, Winnie is your lead. So, since you're officially at home agent, and that's good.
Okay. Well, I definitely appreciate
it. Yes, sir. Well, you have a great day.
All right, you have a great rest of your day, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.